Thank you, Chair. We also would like to join others who have outlined at this point in time that the purpose of our exercise right now is to outline our field, the perimeters of our field, and to outline the canvas on which we would be painting the regulations or possible prohibitions later on in the exercise. So in that context, it's important for us, for our delegation as well, to ensure that we are as inclusive as possible in terms of those weapon systems which we would like to address in this GGE. So when we talk about the autonomy, our understanding is has been throughout this GGE that while autonomy is a spectrum, of course, this understanding has been referred to by various delegations in different manners. In certain cases, human guidance or human-operated guidance in certain semi-autonomous cases is required, then in those cases, they have always been referred to as automated systems as well in the past. But rest assured, our understanding is that we have always been describing the same cases of those weapon systems. So at this juncture, when we are just outlining the autonomy and the degree of autonomy, I think here we should be as inclusive as possible in terms of the degree of autonomy in these weapon systems. Then on the question of functions, we are of the view that whenever we have talked about the challenges in terms of compliance with international humanitarian law or other challenges, they stem from incorporation of autonomy in the critical functions, namely selection and engagement of targets. Those are the critical functions. Why in our view? Because those are the places in the stages of the weapon system where decision-making processes are being undertaken, where certain important principles related to IHL, for instance, distinction, proportionality, necessity, they need to be adhered to. So in that case, it's important that we list those functions as critical as long as we are defining them. I think there could be clarity and convergence on this point. But it's important to distinguish them from other functions of the weapon systems, as my distinguished colleague from Brazil has said, like navigation, damage repair assessment, communication, which may be autonomous, but are not the primary concern at this stage on this issue. Then lastly, on the bullets that you have presented in under question two, I think identification, selection, and engagement at this point in time are useful terms. However, on the discussion whether we should be using or and, our only concern at this point in time would be that we would not want to be in a situation where if autonomy is incorporated, let's say, in selection and engagement of functions, but in order, due to some human guidance or other intervention, the detection phase is not as autonomous as others, then that system would not be included in our discussions. So with that in mind, we would like to leave this question of whether we should be using sequential or cumulative this order of functions. I think it would largely depend on what follows and what kind of conversations take place when we go to prohibitions and regulations. Thank you.